Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Star Companion. My name is David.
And I'm Deck.
And we are the Internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast. Woo!
Coming at you from unknown parts. Nice, you saluted the wrong one. I could feel you were really, you're jiving in there and...
You wanted to send me down the wrong path and humiliate me, I get it.
I mean, I wanted to send you down a long road.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, one that's like hard to get from there to here.
If I have faith of the heart, though, can I make it to the end of
100%,
that road?
Okay. As long as you've got faith, you're gonna get there.
I thought that was a legitimate stutter, but it was a planned stutter. As my good friend Zach Kierstead said here, we are the Internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast. And if you'd like to email us, you can email us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. Head on over to patreon.com/thestarcompanion. Send us a couple bucks. This is a labor of love, but as with all labors of love, it's great to make a lot of money from it. The other thing that you can do is you can follow us on whatever podcasting platform you follow us on.
We're on them all.
And you can keep listening to us on that podcasting.
Or you can go to all of them.
Or yeah,
and hit subscribe.
You could do that. That's fine.
You could inflate our numbers.
That's fine.
That is fine. You know, if we got every one of our listeners to do that on every podcasting platform, we'd be up there with Joe Rogan.
Yeah. See, unlike the radio, we're not bound by rules of the FEC. Or whatever. What's it called? Federal FCC. Yeah.
The FEC? The Federal Elections Committee?
Yeah, that one.
Commission?
Yeah. That either. We're not elected. We're unelected officials.
That's right. But we are officials
on Star Trek.
On reviewing Star Trek. In a non-serious manner.
Very mad, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes. But with care. And I think that's the important part.
Attention to detail.
Yeah.
Occasional fart joke.
Occasional cum joke.
Occasional cum joke.
You know, we keep it light. You guys know what's up.
Yeah, you do. And if you don't know what's up, you're about to find out what's up.
Well, if you don't know what's up, you should go back to late season one.
Yes.
Episode who knows. We have a good time.
Sox Vala.
Yeah. Vox Sala. So what are we doing today, David? What happened here?
Well, admittedly, we got a little caught up in our lives here, and we were supposed to watch an episode. If you're listening to this, you know it's season 3, episode 16, Doctor's Orders, Star Trek Enterprise, Stardate Unknown. And Zach and I wrote a whole bunch of notes, but it's been like a week and a half since we watched the episode, and we don't remember.
Maybe we don't remember it the way we usually remember it.
So rather than giving you a full recap of the episode, we're going to do something a little different this week. We're just going to tell you our notes.
My first line's pretty good. Yeah, we're going to tell you our notes.
That one is funny.
So I'll start with, do you want me to just read through them? Or
unabridged.
So go through them.
Just go through them, and then okay. we'll stop after everyone and just make a, you know, have a laugh.
Oh, okay. This could be fun.
Yeah, this could be great.
So my first note
either
is,
that or it's going to bomb.
Or, yeah, or, you know.
We'll just do a quick synopsis on the whole episode. They're going through a cloud.
They have to traverse a trans-dimensional disturbance safely.
And
everyone has to get knocked out for it because their mama says their medulla oblongata
is going to knock them out.
Something's going to happen. So they got to get knocked out. Otherwise, they'll die.
And Phlox is the only one who doesn't need to be knocked out. And thank God, because he's got to watch over everybody.
Yeah, totally. And you know what? He's got a pilot Enterprise, and the only person I would trust on that whole ship
to pilot the Enterprise is the driver.
Would be the driver.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, it's funny because for those of you that are listening to this one before the next one, I told David in the next episode that I called Travis the driver.
Yeah.
For the first time, and we're recording this one after that one.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird how that
some
stuff
sort
happens.
Of weird trans space some. Time. All right, anyway, here's my notes.
What's your first note there, Zach?
Tonight on Star Trek Enterprise, a dog and a Denobulan hang out.
That's exactly the episode.
Yeah, which is pretty much it.
Yeah, it's Phlox and Porthos. I guess Porthos doesn't need to be knocked out somehow.
Yeah, and and then it goes...
I love the second...
yes, finally an episode I can relate to. Talking to dogs alone. You know.
With a bunch of dead bodies.
That too.
What?
Huh?
Huh? That's hilarious. Talking to dogs alone.
Yeah. I relate to that. Because I was...
finally an episode I can relate to.
I love this show, Watch Mom. Just waiting for one that really speaks to me.
I really like talking to my dogs alone, and I wish I could see that represented in a show that I watch.
A lot of discrimination on the single male who doesn't really go outside, you know, and has a couple dogs. So I was at my girlfriend's house weeks and weeks ago at this point. Where she started not feeling good and needed to sleep before she had to go to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was sitting there on my phone, and I'm like, oh my God, I checked out. Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, because she's trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Whenever I've got nothing to do, I read.
Oh, you're trying to tell her what you
found? I read food journalism. Because I can't get enough of. reading about people talking about food.
And then going in eating a spoonful of peanut butter.
Yeah, I know. I eat like a fucking...
rabbit.
Homeless man. I had a can of beans yesterday. Anyway, I was sitting there, and
you
I was
just,
like...
You eat like you just made it back to the main camp after fighting on the lines for like 3 weeks. I gotta have a can of beans, gotta have a spoonful of peanut butter, and I'm gonna head back to the front lines of the Ardennes.
You know, I
fill up my canteen at the spigot.
I can't get fucking yeast anywhere.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna make yeast.
Someone said that. How do you make yeast?
Well, let me tell you right now, I'm not an expert.
Yeah.
But you can do it with flour.
Mm.
You just have to let it like sit and work through it. Because it's the sugar and the sourdough and the flour.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can, like, do sugar and, like, dates or fruit.
Mm.
You need a reaction, a chemical reaction.
Yeah.
To come alive from fruit and something.
Where does yeast... I thought yeast was just, like, swimming around somewhere. It's a bacteria, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Again, I just Googled this yesterday.
Yeast have the shittiest lives. You know, well, maybe not the shittiest lives, but, you know, it's like...
You don't
like,
think algae?
Oh, my God, oxygen! Woo! Right, party for, like, 5 minutes, and then after that, you die.
Yeah,
then you get eaten. Yeah, and then you get baked alive, and then you get eaten. That's a fucking shitty life.
That's an interesting take.
Yeah.
Wow. How did I get to yeast? Oh, and so anyway, yeah, so I was at her house telling her, I was like, oh my God, dude, the way this person talks about this dish.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, you know what? I should just leave. I should just go. And so I said, you know, you got work in like a couple hours. Yeah. You get your rest. I'm going
to
leave.
I'll go talk to my dogs.
And yeah. And alone. So I went outside and I was talking to her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I'm leaving. She needs to rest. She doesn't feel good. And I said, honestly, look, I'm not used to being quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be at home on the computer and be like, oh my God, guys, they finally got a picture of a black hole. You know, and the dogs just look at me.
Yeah.
Because I talk to the dogs like I'm not alone.
They say, I mean, as humiliated or as embarrassed as I know you are right now.
I'm not.
Okay, good. They say that that's actually really good for you, is to talk to yourself, which I guess you're basically doing.
When I
you're
do talking it all the time. Yeah well, they have voices. You know, so we have full-on conversations.
You want to hit them with your next note?
Yeah, I'm going to hit them with my next note. You think you're like Scruffers, Porthos, traveling 3,000 miles to find your owner? Well, guess what, bitch? I know a Tycan space moth who did the same thing, but even greater. Fucking turd dog.
Is Scruffer from that one movie?
No, he calls one of his animals Scruffers.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where this detail came from. Then
I thought Scruffers was about that movie where the dog travels like 3,000 miles to find its
Homeward
owner.
Bound?
Yeah, that one.
Huh.
And then, you know, you got ones that like sit underneath tables and lick people's legs.
Oh, and they're Scruffers?
Yeah.
Have you got one of those right now? Look at him. Looks at me.
He's licking that was her. Perfect while he was licking my leg.
Wow. Next line, don't trip, little turds. I'll just shut down your neocortex. And then, ha ha ha, you see the disrespect to Travis. LOL, put a goddamn sandwich on that non-character's body. That's right. So Travis is like, knocked the fuck out, right? And Flox is checking him down, but he's eating a sandwich. And then he proceeds to, it gets intense checking him out, so he puts the sandwich on Travis and then checks him out and then picks the sandwich back up because the driver doesn't matter.
The fucking disrespect that is being paid on this guy's name.
Yeah, they don't put spec on his name. Uh-oh.
They don't put spec on his name.
Phlox getting spooked.
He starts getting spooked, that's for sure.
And then I said, haha, naked walks around the ship as good as any good person would do.
Yep.
I said, this is how I imagine it looks when you watch my dogs. You know, when you're at my house watching my dogs, you're just naked eating sandwiches, putting shit down on people. That's good.
Eating spoonfuls out of your peanut butter jar.
You're at my house, you really want the full experience, so you just open a can of beans.
Yell at Alexa. Yeah, the whole beans thing is a lie.
Oh my God. Oh yeah!
Just so I can assume your identity later.
Wow.
That's a theme amongst Zach and I. We're really good friends, and we tend to steal aspects of each other's identity sometimes. You know, like me stealing Zach's chips.
And for those of you that are listening to the next episode first, which I don't know why you would, David has in fact been eating my chips.
Stealing his chips. Zach the other day said he wanted to get a certification that I want to get. And I said, why don't you just get the same degree that I have?
Well, it's then just funny. I started to tell you about this dream that I had. Mm-hmm. And it was your dream. Anyway.
We have a good time.
We do have a good time. And then so next line is, T'Pol just comes out of nowhere and asks, what the god dang you doing here, you skag? Isn't it skag movie night?
The god dang you doing here, you skag? Goddamn skags.
That's what I was going to say in the next episode about NCIS.
Yeah.
It's the same accent.
Oh, you skags.
That one?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, boy. I like me a good old cup of gumbo.
Well, I'll make up some gumbo. Shut up, Dad.
We'll head on down to Bourbon Street and have ourselves a crawdaddy bake. It's like, all right, we get it. You're from New Orleans.
Yeah, I know. Just using words to get it. Anyway, moving on. Tonight on Star Trek Enterprise, it's COVID-19 quarantine edition. I don't know how that relates.
Because everybody's quarantined.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's only two people out walking around.
Yes.
And a dog.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just shitting on Chef since Dad's not here, so let's nosh about the Chef shitty cooking.
There is a point where and Phlox.
That's what it was, because they're in the
kitchen.
The kitchen.
Yeah.
And they're cooking, and they're like, God, there's nothing here. Like, we can't find anything. And I think that's the COVID-19 joke. And then they shit all over Chef cooking.
They do.
Since Dad's not there.
T'Pol says he makes a pretty meager
plomic broth,
and Phlox is like, yeah, I don't like his whatever I eat either.
Yeah, I don't like his ham sandwich. then it's, I said, Night of the Living Ants, I'm going to stop them. And then Hoshi turning into a monster. Can you imagine not being a part of an entire episode shoot, but then probably having to sit through 12 hours of makeup? For 5 seconds in an episode?
You're going to be in the shower, right? And then you're going to come out and you'll be a zombie woman.
Yeah, and then, you know, the expanse affecting them too, and then it expanded. And then
yes.
I said, what a brilliant turn that when he goes and checks on
T'Pol.
They
just make it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good turn. I didn't expect that.
Neither did I, and I've seen it.
It is still a surprise. I knew at the beginning of the episode that they put T'Pol to sleep, because they kind of hinted at it.
Well, they said...
it's just Phlox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
And when T'Pol showed up, I was like, that's weird. I don't remember her showing up, but good thing she showed up and not fly off the handle Dad.
Yeah.
Good thing it was, you know, precise T'Pol to kind of guide him through everything.
It would be really weird if Dad... becomes like some sort of weird brood mother.
That would be
to
weird.
An alien
that would
species.
Be really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he's like, you know, comes back into the ship just stinking the high heavens of pheromones.
Yeah.
And egg plasma. Just
why don't you give us your notes?
Okay.
There, Jogi.
So that
we have a good time. We steal each other's lives.
My first note is related to Porthos, and I said that little dude is adorable.
He is an adorable dog.
I then go on to say, "Oh God, look at those Denobulan toenails."
Yeah.
Remember that? He's walking around, and they're all like long and black and like crooked.
Disgusting.
And shit. Yeah. Then I said, "Phlox is feeding Porthos some space cheese." I think at one point he feeds Porthos something black.
Oh, yeah, it was, he takes it out and it's some sort of, like, space jelly worm.
Yeah, he's like, are you sure you want this? He's and like, he throws it to him. He's like, that's the carapace of a moth.
Yeah, yeah.
Or some shit.
That's a dead eel.
That's a dead eel. I said, Phlox is walking around doing prostate checks on everyone, including the women. You imagine making it through like 20 years of medical school and then being like, I need to do a prostate check on you, but I'm a woman, doesn't matter. Bend over. You're just like, oh, feeling up.
That's extreme.
Know. Yeah, that's where my mind went. I can just tell from the way I worded that that's where my mind went.
Yeah, yeah.
My next note is, I get it. You're not comfortable being put in a coma while I walk around in fishnet stockings and a gimp mask for 4 days, but time's a wasted, Captain. Let's get you comed up, boy.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow.
My next note was Phlox walking around naked like the ship's cameras ain't going to catch that.
Okay, well, no, so that's a common theme.
Yeah.
That's a common thing that I have. a common issue that seems to be a theme throughout all of Star Trek.
Yeah.
Is you mean to tell me that you guys didn't have cameras?
Where's the security?
There is never cameras. Ever. Never, ever. Ever.
I guess in a
never, ever.
Ever.
Is there fucking, like, so many things could have
got
been.
Got XNXX.
X-Tube. You guys gotta watch I Think You Should Leave. No, but it drives me fucking wild because there are so many times where it's like, well, who ran off with something in Cargo Bay 2? And they're like, I don't know, Captain.
I guess in a post...
What the fuck do you mean?
In
you
a post-scarcity world...
There's no cameras?
In a post-scarcity world, it's also a post-security world.
Well, this is a thing in all of these goddamn shows, dude.
Shouldn't they have it for, like, in case a hooligan gets on board and...
It literally comes down to, like, you have to intentionally... I'm going to go set up cameras in there.
Mm-hmm.
For a plot device.
Well, and you think that technology has advanced to a state where it's just like a little dot.
They came up with fucking iPads and cell phones before it happened.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't think the thing they were filming the show with would have been in rooms to protect security.
My next note was just a man and his hound wandering the ship. Because it was Phlox and his hound. I said, this freak's walking around naked with T'Pol still awake, just hoping she walks in accidentally. Oh, whammy! I'm sorry, I didn't know you were there. Turns out she's a projection of his imagination. I wrote that before the end of the episode, so...
Did you?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, there's no way to prove it.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, David.
Would you mind not creeping around the ship like a Drax and Cloud Viper?
Sorry.
Sorry.
No problem. I don't know what you're talking about, but whatever it is, I promise I'll fix.
I apparently caught on to the chef thing, too, because I said, fuck yeah, it's shit on chef time in the galley. I hope he doesn't mysteriously not wake up from his coma. Chef doesn't make it.
I can't wait for you to see the last episode of this show.
We're getting there.
I know. Do you know anything about it?
Nope.
Cool.
Stayed in the dark.
That's nice.
Yeah. I hope Chef shows up. Oh, what are you guys doing?
Oh, no.
Let me help out.
He's super Italian. You guys don't like my pasta? I watched this back. I watched the whole thing back. It's a fucking bullshit.
I pilot the ship just like a mama taught me.
You guys come in. Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Buonasera. Buonasera, chef. Buonasera. And then, you know, you leave and you go, grazie, grazie. I say, prego, prego. But no one fucking, no one really grazie. Like, what the fuck? He uses space San Marzano tomatoes.
Yes, ripened on the vine. Those are good tomatoes.
Tomatoes? That reminds me of something. I'm not sure what.
My next note is, oh God, it's turning into the first episode of The Twilight Zone. Because at a point, Phlox...
They purposely did that.
Oh, really?
Did you know that that's Bill Shatner?
Of course, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like they purposely...
There's a monkey on the wing! Land the plane!
Gotta land it!
There's an ant on the nacelle.
Look, I'm not gonna lie... But you just can't bring those guns into this hatchery.
I was trying to protect
the place.
I apparently also caught on to the Night of the Living Ants because I put Attack of the Ant People.
Yep. Children of the Ants, Ants of the Corn.
Night of the Living Dead, Attack of the Ant People. They,
Ant Attack?
Ant Attack. When Phlox walks in and checks on everybody, they're all kind of dressed up the same and, like, laying down, and I said, it looks like Heaven's Gate.
I don't get it.
Heaven's Gate was that.
Well, this one wouldn't have landed.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
How would you have gotten
it was that cult in the 90s. that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Everybody's yeah, laying in the bunks. Mats.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is that the one where they all died, right?
They all died, but yeah. They cut off their peckers first. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
know
they're
that.
All eunuchs. Couldn't fuck.
Even the women?
Yeah, they cut off their peckers too.
Is that why they have to get prostate exams as well?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
My next note was, you nearly shot the captain's dog, which I guess was a quote from the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And this next note is related to when we saw Hoshi show up in her
yeah.
Makeup. And I said, I know what you're thinking, everybody. And I'd still fuck her. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you even use Hoshi in there? Like the word Hoshi?
I said, no, I'd still fuck her. And I know who I'm talking about.
No, yeah, we totally know who you're talking
There's
about.
There's only
That's
one.
So good. Yeah.
My next note was 10 weeks. I don't know what that was regarding. Maybe that the thing was expanding.
Expanding to that point. They had to turn the warp on. And thankfully, Trip told them how to do it.
My next note was, not so easy, is it, alien scum? Guess you need us humans after all.
Wow.
Because that was to Phlox and to Paul, like, high-fiving, be like, we did it! You know, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's not that easy. You need us humans.
Robots. Next Human note, after all.
Next note was plot twist, which I caught on to as well.
Uh-huh.
And my final note was, a ship's never empty when you fill it with heart.
Oh, wow. I'm leaving. You can end it. A ship's never empty.
When you fill it with heart.
When you fill it with heart.
So there you go, everybody. That's how Zach and I structure our conversations on Star Trek. We watch episodes. We kind of take notes about... Well, we don't really take notes about
the
plot.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah.
Is having my notes mm-hmm. and then having your notes...
Mm-hmm.
I picked up things that I forgot,
mm-hmm.
And we sussed out the meat of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, we did, which means we're good note takers. We have good memory, and we have faith of the heart, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a dollar wow. or two, head on over to patreon.com/thestarcompanion and yeah. give us that dollar or two.
And at the very least, just say hey.
Say hey.
At thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
Yeah. You can also say hey with a dollar at patreon.com/thestarcompanion.
Yeah.
If you want.
Are you still... Never mind.
Straight? Yes.
What?
What?
Yeah, final notes. Like and subscribe. Send us a photo. We still got some stickers.
Yes, sir.
We love all of you.
If you're listening in 2020, we hope you're staying safe.
Hope you're staying safe.
From the corona shortage.
Still no deals on those coronas. It's fucking outrageous.
At the store?
I'm just saying, yeah.
I heard that corona sales actually went down.
I think I told you that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, like 40%. Yeah. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Fucking idiots.
There's something else I was going to say. Whatever. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.